Hi, it's Ali here, Salon Director from the Head Gardener in Inverness. Talking about cancer is never easy, but unless we're open and honest about it, how can we learn from each other and most importantly, support each other? Personally, I love this podcast. Every so often, there'll be a little nugget that will just smack you in the face and you just think, whoa, right, that resonates. I think Penny is an amazing storyteller. She's utterly honest and yes, sweary, but cancer makes you a bit sweary. I'm really proud to be the sponsor of Lump and I hope you get as much from it as I do. But don't forget to like it, rate it and share it. And over to Penny.
What do you do? Ten days after my BBC exit, my good friend Deirdre, another ex-BBC radio producer, comes to visit. On an achingly perfect late autumn day, we clamber up the hill above the byre to pick our way through the woods to Badgerlands, where we sit amongst the amber leaves and rusty bracken to gaze at the loch, comparing notes. It was fine until someone asked me what I'd do, she shares. I spent a long time defining myself by what I used to do, telling people how I used to make radio programmes for the BBC. I've been wondering a lot about what that moment will feel like further down the line, when I too am asked what I do for a living. What will I reach for to frame an answer? I used to laugh and say that if you cut my head off, my neck would say BBC round it like a stick of rock. And I wonder whether I'll feel the shadow of those words even after I've taken my thumb and rubbed them away. Of course, the reason, what do you do, is such a loaded question, is the underlying implication that you may be judged on the answer. It's human nature to want to pin each other down, put each other into a box, organise who is who and where each belongs. Whether we like it or not, I think we're creatures who shuffle ourselves into some kind of rank and hierarchy, which is why the kudos of working somewhere like the BBC leaves a sticky residue. It's an impressive credential to have. It's weighty. And I can't deny that when I first started at the BBC in Glasgow on the 17th of August 1995, it felt like the biggest achievement of my life. Why else would I remember the exact date from so long ago? I remember repeatedly taking my BBC pass out just to stare at it in disbelief. It was yellow. I had long, dark hair and I was wearing a black T-shirt under a soft, light grey check pinafore dress. Joining the BBC was the dream ticket. On reflection, I'm sure I probably waved those credentials around far too much over the years, drinking in the buzzy, excited response it always elicited, letting it all polish my ego. And because of that, I've always imagined that peeling away that association when the time came would be painful. But now, how I view myself has shifted. I think I used to have a pretty clear image of myself, an image which included working for the BBC for sure, but also things like being fit and healthy and physically capable. At no point in my imagining did my definition of myself include even the thought that I was a person who could get cancer. But I did get cancer. And it was so unexpected, so out of the blue shocking, that I feel I don't quite trust anything I held as true before that precise moment. You have invasive lobular carcinoma. Boom. You change. Just like that. I think it will be sad if you never present another programme, Deirdre tells me. You're so good at it. And while it's nice to be told you're good at something, I know to my core I don't need to present programmes. They're fun to do and it's been a great way to make a living. But I also know I would be perfectly happy if I never present or produce another radio programme so long as I live. And all that knowledge is utterly liberating. It turns out, working for the BBC does not define me after all. I suspect we define ourselves by the things that matter to us. The things which predominate push themselves to the front, so you reach for them first when you form your own narrative. Me, pick me, shouts the cycling part of my life. You've cycled hundreds of miles. Me, pick me, shout all the BBC science programmes I've made. People know you for this. This must be up at the top of the list. So you pluck at these different parts, then glue them together with things like partner, mother, daughter. After a cancer diagnosis, what matters changes. And in turn, you unhitch the unnecessary. Who am I? I'm mother to be. I'm partner to David. What do I do? Whatever makes B, David and me happy. Whatever I want to feel alive. Whatever I can to feel like I've not wasted a single precious day. And because I feel so utterly liberated in terms of truly not caring about what other people think of me, because I've realised it really doesn't matter. That question of what do? Holds no fear either. And when it comes, as it will, I suspect I will be quite comfortable in saying whatever comes into my head at that precise moment. Lump is sponsored by Ali McCritchie and the fantastic team at the Head Gardener Hair Salon in Inverness. Without them, it simply wouldn't be possible. So a massive thanks to them for all their support. If you like Lump, make sure you tell the team when you're next in the salon and they'll give you a free gift. Coming up in the next episode. Looking back, I'm interested that I only felt able to post after my operation, once I was cancer-free. The image of survivor, conqueror, sitting more comfortably with that carefully curated self-image than that of victim. Even now, the thought of unleashing a flood of empathy and sympathy makes me flinch. Lump is written and presented by me, Penny Stewart, and produced by Adventurous Audio.